Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. InshaAllah, you all have heard all night, you all heard bayan, made zikr, made tilawat, ibadat. So now we will have informal majlis for those in i'tikaf. I mean, you are here for the past couple of days, nights. Ramadan Sharif is not over, 27th night is over. There's one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Because nowadays in the i'tikaf, most of the time we are getting the opportunity to drink zamzam water. So the dua after zamzam, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da. Ilmi nafi, rizq which is wasi', abundance, and shifa from all sickness. Another one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam makes dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan halalan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Oh Allah, bless me with ilman nafi', ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan halalan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's duas, simple duas, but they are also mu'jizat. No matter what kind of dua any other person makes, no matter how much of duas we make in our language, it's permissible, it's jais, so that the person knows what he's asking, what he's begging. But in these duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the jami'iyat that you get, the comprehensiveness, what it covers, you cannot get in anybody's duas. It is jame and it is a mu'jiza. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, duas are also mu'jiza. At this moment, I don't know where it's going to take me, but I'm just starting off. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now in this dua, is seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ilman nafi'a. MashaAllah, many of you are ulama. Some of you have already qualified, and others may be qualifying soon. And some of us have already got the titles of alims and muftis and qaris. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, oh Allah, bless me with knowledge which is beneficial, ilm and nafiya. Now that knowledge must be beneficial both in this world and in the akhirat. That knowledge must guide a person. It must be the noor and the light. It must be the torch in which he is now going to see. It is going to take him through the darkness. So that ignorance is darkness. Ignorance and jahalat was darkness. The person was in complete darkness. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of darkness. There was no question of him, after having attained ilm from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam any disobedience. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not going to disobey Allah ta'ala. So all these duas are for us, for the ummat. In all his ilha and his crying and his duas and in everything that, and everything that he went through, there's always lessons for the ummah. So now he's saying ilman nafi'a. And that is the explanation of ilm nafi', that it is beneficial, that it will give that person najat, dunya and akhirat. The person will be guided by that ilm. In the light of that ilm now, he is going to make his salat, he is going to give his zakat, he is going to perform his hajj, he is going to keep his fast. He must have that knowledge. Without the knowledge, how is he going to observe all these things? If he doesn't have the knowledge, how is he going to make hajj? If we didn't have the knowledge of how to make 4 rakat salat of zuhur, how would we have made the salat? So it was that knowledge which made us make our salat. So just like that, it doesn't stop there, that after you've got the knowledge of salat, zakat, hajj, and it's over. Now those who become ulama, or those who acquire more knowledge, then they get the knowledge of all the other things in detail. But every Muslim should have at least the basic knowledge. Because he doesn't have to only make salat in his life, he doesn't have to only give zakat in his life, he has to do so many things in his life. So he must have the knowledge. So now that knowledge, if he has got, but he doesn't make amal on that, then it's not ilm-e-nafi'. If a person has got the knowledge that fire burns, now the person knows that fire burns, but he goes and puts his hand purposely in fire, so what does that mean? That his knowledge is not nafi. It did not benefit him. He had the knowledge that fire burns, then why did he put his hand purposely in fire? So that we will say that it is ilm, but it is not nafi. Because if it was nafi, then he wouldn't have put his hand into the fire purposely. The person knows that if he walks out in the jungle in Kruger National Park, out of his car, then some lion is going to make him a samosa. Some lions may have been fasting too for the whole day. They too need iftar. So they will see this is the best samosa for iftar. So now he had knowledge that he must not come out. It is dangerous. But he still comes out. So we will say he had ilm, but it wasn't nafi. He made no amal on it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, oh Allah, bless me with ilm and nafi. So knowledge has to draw amal. With knowledge there must be amal. If there is no amal, then it is not nafi. Now we can go on explaining that, but mashallah, most of you all are ulama, you all understand what I am saying. And you will have heard this many times. But ilm and nafi is zaruri. At present we have ilm, but it is not becoming nafi. For many, many of us, we have the ilm of so many things. But when it comes to amal, then we are extremely weak. We don't seem to find that himmat and the courage to make amal. So Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us to make dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, bless us with ilm and nafi'a. Khoob mango Allah Ta'ala says. وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. علم کے اندر زیادتی مانگو. But it must be علم نافع. It must be something that benefits. The person must, in the light of that knowledge, be able to restrain himself from all those things that are displeasing to Allah. In fact, that is the maqsad of knowledge. That is the purpose of knowledge. There is an explosion of knowledge these days. In literature, you find so much of literature, so much of pamphlets, so much of magazines, so much of books, and so much of publications, so much of radio stations, so much of everything. It's just explosion of knowledge. So nobody can say that there's no means of knowledge around. But the thing is that that knowledge is not becoming nafi. It is ilm, but it is not nafi. That person who is teaching the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, over the radio, the person sometime may be broadcasting tafsir of Quran Sharif. Or he may be holding classes of tafsir. But go around Europe, America and other parts of the world and see what is the condition of the person that is making the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. The ladies, the young girls and all are just around him there. And he's sitting with Quran Sharif there and he's making tafsir of that same Quran Sharif. Now in that same Quran Sharif it is, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in that same Quran Sharif is asking the male believers to lower their gazes and protect themselves from zina, from fornication, make hifazat. In the same way for the women folk. So now the person is doing the same thing but he's sitting there and making tafsir of the Quran Sharif. So we can see that he's got ilm of the Quran Sharif, but it is not nafi, it's not helping him. The person has got knowledge of many, many things, but it is not nafi. So for our ruhani progress, for our ruhani progress, for our spiritual progress, for our spiritual ghiza, our spiritual food, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the first part of the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. So that person who will have ilm, and it will be ilm and nafi, meaning that the person is making amal on that ilm, and together with that amal, there's going to be ikhlas in that amal. Then this person has reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His spiritual ghiza or spiritual food, we will say, is more than sufficient for him now because he's got ilm. And that ilm is making amal on it. And he's got ikhlas. Because if he's going to make amal, then that amal itself includes ikhlas. If you look at it deeply, when we say must make amal on the ilm, so ikhlas is part of the ilm. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his jamiyat in the dua also. That he only mentioned ilm and nafi, that's all. But that ilm, there must be amal, and that ilm itself teaches that you must have ikhlas. So the person is now going to have ilm, amal and ikhlas. So then his spiritual food now, he has got sufficient amount. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made this ilm a means of his spiritual satisfaction. Because that ilm brought amal, amal brought ikhlas. So therefore, this person now, he can say that Alhamdulillah, he's got enough spiritual food. But if he's got enough spiritual food, but nothing to do, nothing for the stomach, so then he will not be even able to make amal on that ilm. If the person has got plenty of spiritual food, plenty of spiritual food, plenty of ilm is got, and he's making amal to on that ilm, but along the line somewhere that food for the physical body is exhausted. The person becomes a refugee, Allah Ta'ala forbid. Or the person lost all his wealth, property, whatever he had. So many things like that happen all the year round. Every person's life, different experiences he has. And around the world these days we know when bombs are raining, what is happening? Everything lost. And so many days sometimes people have to go without food. So the person with his spiritual food, now he also needs for his physical body. Because if he's going to have strength in his body, then he can make salat. Then he can go and earn a livelihood. Then he can go do some dars, tadris, teaching, learning. Then this person can wage, go for jihad. He can go in the path of Allah Ta'ala and strive for the propagation of his deen. All those things will require health. Now for that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately makes the dua, rizqan halalan tayyiba. Oh Allah, give me rizq. Or in the other dua, rizqan wasiya, that give me sustenance which is in abundance. And also that sustenance must be such that it must be halal and tayyib. That the person can get after that, now for that stomach, he can get a lot of places haram. Plentiful of haram is available in the marketplace. So now this person will say, I have to make ibadat. So then I have to have food in the stomach for health. So he is just going to go to any place as long as he gets. He's not concerned now with the halal haram. As long as he is able to accumulate the material wealth. As we always say, that the person, halal, haram, sab kuch andar, lekin hai mast qalandar. With his haram inside, halal inside, but he says, I'm mast qalandar. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, seek sustenance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because the body needs sustenance. So now seek it from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Who else is going to provide you with sustenance? When we were born, who converted the blood of the mother into milk? Imagine Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what a qudrat of his, what kind of factory that it is turning the blood and into milk and nourishing that baby. Now which person was able to do that? Which factory can do that? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is the one who nourishes. Inside the mother's stomach, who nourished? When we came into this world at that time, who really went and did some work and job and business and farming and marketing? The person didn't even have the strength or didn't even have the knowledge of staying clean and park. The mother had to change the napkin so many times a day. Now when he grows up and earns a little bit of livelihood, then he says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. After that he becomes Fir'aun. Fir'aun claimed Ana Rabbukumul A'la. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that seek rizq halal. It must be rizq which is halal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not going to deprive you if you're going to seek from him that which is halal. And it must be enjoyable also. It's not necessary that because it's rizq halal, so now it must be dry. You must not enjoy it. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love for the ummah. What is he teaching us about the food? What kind of food must be? It must be tayyib also. Besides being halal, one of the meanings is that it must be also enjoyable. Therefore, one Buzrug, who was not an arif, but he was a pious person. So whilst eating in the curry, he put a lot of water. The curry came in his plate, he put a lot of water inside and made the curry tasteless. So another arif billah was sitting, so he asked him, "What are you doing? Such good, delicious curry came and you put water inside there." He said, "Yes, so that my nafs may not enjoy the food." He said, "I don't want my nafs to enjoy. It must suffer. It must not be happy." So he said, "If you were an arif, then you wouldn't have done this. The arif of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will enjoy the good food and it will remind him of the ni'mats of Jannat. He will make shukar over it and say, 'Ya Allah, if you are giving us such good food here, what must be the ni'mat of Jannat?'" So they will eat the good food, but they will say it is reminding them of Jannat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying the food must be halal too, it must be tayyib too. So on the one hand, spiritual food, and you can see muqaddam was the spiritual food. Priority status was given to the spiritual food. And then came for the physical body. So both things are covered now. One person went on Maulana Saab. They said he's a very great buzrug, very, very great buzrug. So somebody invited him. When he invited him, then he gave him just one small piece of chicken to eat, one piece, small one. Now he was a mashallah Maulana Saab too. So he looked at it, he said, "Aur kuch khana nahi aa raha hai." Say, "Nahi, bas yehi hai." "Bas itna, isme kya pet bharega?" So he said, "Nahi, humne suna hai ki ola buzrugane din hote hai, unke andar bahut noor bhara hua hota hai. Lot of noor their bodies are filled with." So he said, "Noor dil mein bharta hai ke pet mein bharta hai?" That noor is in the heart or in the stomach. So noor to dil mein hai, bhai, ab pet ke liye bhi to kuch khilao. So therefore we need both, for the heart too, and we need for the stomach too. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's first part of the dua is for the heart, and second one for the stomach. And then he says, "Wa amalam mutaqabbala," because everything is dependent on that. Now the person ate also halal, tayyib, pakiza food, and he made amal also. He made a lot of amal. After eating that food, he made a lot of amal, lot of zikr, tilawat, ibadat, everything he made. But there was riya in there. There was show business in there. It wasn't for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that amal is not maqbool, is not accepted. Therefore, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also, after the completion of the erection of the Kaaba Sharif, is making dua, "Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiyul alim." Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is building Kaaba Sharif. And Nabi of Allah ta'ala, there can be no doubt in his ikhlas. Nabi of Allah, can there be any doubt in his ikhlas? And after that he's saying, "Rabbana taqabbal minna." Hey Allah, humse qubool kar lije. So the person has got ilm, is making amal, but at the same time, now what he must do is ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for qubooliyat. Ya Allah, bless it with qubooliyat. Because the akhirat now depends on qubooliyat. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqin, it covers qubooliyat. If there's qubooliyat, then that person will get akhirat, jannat. So this small dua, concise, but look at it, it's covering the person's dunya, it is covering his akhirat, and it is jame. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to seek knowledge, to make amal on that knowledge, to make an effort to bring ikhlas in that amal, and seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala qubooliyat of that amal. پھر مزا ہی مزا ہے اس کے بعد مزا ہی مزا ہے اور آخرت تو آخرت اللہ تعالیٰ اس دنیا کے اندر بھی ایسا مزا دیتا ہے کہ دنیا کے بادشاہوں کو اس کا علم نہیں ہے واللہ دنیا کے بادشاہ نہیں جانتے اس فقیر کے دل میں کیا ہوتا ہے कौन से मोती छुपे हुए होते, व्हाट इज द वैल्यू ऑफ दोज डायमंड्स एंड दोज जेम्स एंड दोज पर्ल्स इन द हार्ट ऑफ दैट होली ऑफ अल्लाह ताला, द किंग्स ऑल्सो डोंट नो इट, द आरिफ ऑफ अल्लाह ताला. तो तीन चीजों की जरूरत, थ्री थिंग्स आर रिक्वायर्ड, इल्म, विच मस्ट बी नाफे, एंड देन बिकॉज वी आर लिविंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, इट्स अ वर्ल्ड ऑफ मीन्स. अल्लाह ताला हैज पुट स्टमक विद एवरीबडीज बॉडी, सो नाउ सीक रिस्क, बट लेट इट बी हलाल, इट मस्ट बी हलाल, प्योर, डोंट गो टूवर्ड्स एनीथिंग दैट इज हराम. हराम विल नेवर ब्रिंग बरकत, इट विल ब्रिंग डिसरिस्पेक्ट, इट विल ब्रिंग डिस्ट्रक्शन, it will bring family fights, quarrels and feuds. It is going to bring so much of other problems in this world and in the akhirat azab of jahannam, in the qabar azab. What is the benefit of that? Rather eat half a loaf of bread, eat a few slices, ride a bicycle and go, or take a walk, or catch a bus. But don't go towards haram. Then see the sukoon that Allah Ta'ala gives. And finally, after that, ask for muqabooliyat, qubooliyat. Some people, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahmat Barakatuh, say, baze log hote hai, bahut qabil. Lekin maqbool nahi hote. They're qabil, they're very efficient, they can do a lot of work, this, that, but they're not maqbool. Or baze maqbool hote hai, lekin itne qabil nahi hote. They're maqbool, but they're not so qabil. In teaching, in ibadat, in zikr, in all that, they do all that, but the thing, they're not so qabil. اور واضح ہوتے ہیں کہ قابل بھی ہوتے ہیں مقبول بھی ہوتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ gives them both, they are قابل also, they are مقبول also. So we must ask that Allah تعالیٰ must make us قابل also and must make us مقبول also. We must not become like the قابل, حابل and قابل. We must become قابل. ورنہ حابل تو اچھا آدمی تھا لیکن میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بس توفیق و عمل عمل سے بنتی ہے زندگی, یہ جنت بھی جہنم بھی, یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری ہے. نو بڑی واز بورن فار جہنم اینڈ نو بڑی واز بورن فار جنت. یو ہیو ٹو میک عمل ان دس دنیا اینڈ دین یور عمل ول آئی دا میک یو جنتی اور اٹ ول میک یو جہنمی. ایوری تھنگ از ڈیپینڈنٹ آن دیٹ. عمران صاحب سمجھے ہوئے, ماشاء اللہ مزہ آ رہا ہے, ماشاء اللہ. اشعار ہو, نعت شریف ہو, کچھ بھی ہو, بس پہلے یہ دیکھو کہ اس میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا ہے کہ نہیں ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ راضی ہے تو پھر خوب مزے سے پڑھو, لیکن اگر ایسی جگہ پر پڑھنا پڑے کہ جہاں پر عورتوں کا مجمع ہے اور لے کر بٹھا دیا کہ یہاں پر گاؤ اب سناؤ ان کو اور ان کے دلوں کو چھین لو, تو وہاں سے بھاگو جلدی. ففروا الی اللہ, ففروا الی اللہ, اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف بھاگو وہاں سے, پھر انشاءاللہ دل میں بھی اطمینان اور سکون ملے گا, اللہ تعالیٰ راضی ہو جائے گا, دنیا بھی ملے گی آخرت بھی ملے گی. دنیا کا مقدر کا رزق کہیں نہیں جاتا, تو اللہ تعالیٰ کو ناراض کر کے کیوں حاصل کریں. ماشاء اللہ. تو آئیے اب سنائیے ایک نعت شریف. By those who wish to go now, they can go at 2 o'clock. But I know nobody will go now.
Sorry, not Sharif.
Laga dijiye, laga dijiye. Haath tak jayega. Shayad you know.
میری جان تن سے نکلے در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کر, میری جان تن سے نکلے در در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کر ہو سکون مجھ کو حاصل، وہی شمع دل جلا کر میری جان تن سے نکلے در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کر، میرے سامنے وہ در ہو وہی رحمتوں کا گھر ہو، میرے سامنے وہ در ہو وہی رحمتوں کا گھر ہو، بڑے روح کا تقدس اسی پاک در پہ جا کے، بڑھے روح کا تقدس اسی پاک در پہ جا کے ہو سکون مجھ کو حاصل، وہی شمع دل جلا کے میری جان تن سے نکلے در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کے، ہے حبیب رب کی عظمت اسی واقعے سے ظاہر، ہے حبیب رب کی عظمت اسی واقعے سے ظاہر، کہ خدا نے خود بلایا انہیں مجتبیٰ بنا کر، کہ خدا نے خود بلایا انہیں مجتبیٰ بنا کر، ہو سکون مجھ کو حاصل وہی شمع دل جلا کر، میری جان تن سے نکلے در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کر، میری جان تن سے نکلے در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کر، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اللہ تعالیٰ ٹھیک ہے وہ لائف دے در مصطفیٰ، میری جان تن سے نکلے در مصطفیٰ پہ جا کر. دروازہ مبارک، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے رحیم اللہ، گنہگار تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلائے، اے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے، علم نافع عطا فرما، علم نافع عطا فرما، عمل کامل عطا فرما، عمل کے اندر اخلاص نصیب فرما، اے اللہ مقبولیت شرف قبولیت نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے اعمال سے تو راضی ہو جا، تیری رضا والے اعمال ہم سے کروا لے، تیری ناراضگی کے اعمال سے ہمیں دور کر دے، اے اللہ ہمیں دنیا بھی دے آخرت بھی دے، Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, akhir mein, dar-e-Mustafa pe jaake, hamari rooh joomti hui tere paas aa jaye. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك.